Amongst the high-profile campaigners in Paris pushing for a more ambitious treaty was Greenpeace International's executive director, Kumi Naidu. My colleague Max Hoffman caught up with him and asked the prominent activist what he thought of the Paris Agreement.
Certainly not what we dreamed of, but what is significant is that every country in the world now agrees that we're in a deep climate crisis, that we have to act, and we have to act with urgency. The fact that 1.5 degrees has been identified as a safe level is a victory for small island states, least developed countries, and so on. However, people must be clear that we are still in a deep hole. The only difference is that we can get out of that hole because we've got some hooks where we can hold our governments to be accountable. So, for example, when they say 1.5 degrees, that has to translate into a long-term goal, actually, of being on 100% renewable energy by 2050, because there's no way we can get anywhere close to that if we do not move in that direction. So one positive thing comes out in that messaging is that we must recognize that this is the beginning of the end of the fossil fuel era.
Kumi, I mean, writing 1.5 degrees in the agreement is one thing, but it's completely unrealistic to actually reach that goal. Am I correct or not?
It's unrealistic if our governments think that we can go baby steps after this conference. And the energy that I've seen coming from the religious community, from the trade union community, from the NGO community, tells me that people are way ahead of our governments, and we are going to intensify our resistance and pressure to make sure that the movement towards a clean energy future happens and that multiple efforts are actually made to accelerate change. For example, we have, while we've been here, a court case has started in the Philippines. For the first time, a big climate investigation, which we hope will lead to litigation, aimed at the 50 big carbon polluters, for example. So there's a whole range of innovative activism that is planned.
And that's not part of the whole government thing.
No. But governments will not act. What people must understand is that the fossil fuel industry's fingerprints are all over this agreement. Right? They have held back the more ambitious targets that we would have liked to have seen.
So it's not the historical agreement, or is it a huge disappointment? I mean, where are we?
It is historical in the sense that no country today, understand, in Copenhagen 6 years ago, we still had countries who were there saying, contesting the science, contesting the urgency, and so on. The fact that all that have signed, we have said that this, the wheels of climate action have turned far too slowly, but in Paris, it at least turned. And it puts the fossil fuel industry on the wrong side of history. Are we in a deep hole? Absolutely. Can we get out of it? Absolutely. Will we get out of it because of what governments do? Absolutely not.
Thank you, Kumi.
Get out of it because of what citizens do. And for every person who's a parent or a grandparent, they need to understand that they have to add the voice, add the participation to defend our children and their children's futures.